Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Gina Galois, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I'm in dysfunctional relationships with my kitchen appliances. I wish they would just come out and say what they mean. It's been nearly a year since we finished a complete kitchen renovation. I love my new kitchen. It was worth absolutely every penny, and I still smile when I look around in it. It's my main hangout and favorite place in the house to be, aside from my bed, obviously. As much time as I spend in the kitchen, cooking, cleaning up messes, and working on my computer, I have not totally adjusted to all the fancy bells and whistles that punctuate the silence from time to time. Each appliance has its own personality and unique repertoire of sounds and songs. No more generic beeping and buzzing. Now, after almost a year of regularly hearing these sounds literally on a daily basis, they still surprise, frighten, confuse, and/or annoy me. It's like I have not one, but four very dysfunctional relationships, each one constantly nagging at me and guilt-tripping me in its own signature way. The microwave. My husband had his heart set on one of those space-age drawer microwaves that slide open at the touch of a button. It's got mad food heating skills, but oh my God, the impatience! First, it's the initial, I'm done reheating your coffee for the fourth time this morning, series of beeps. Then, 2 seconds later, it's the, hey, did you hear what I just said? Beeping. 5 seconds later, seriously, I already told you twice this coffee is slightly warmer now than it was before, but it's going to get cold again right where it sits if you don't come get it now. And so on and so forth, the insistent beeps spacing themselves ever further apart until it's dinner time and someone opens the microwave to find my forlorn coffee cold and curdled. Why didn't I listen to it the first, second, third, or 14th time it told me? The dishwasher. It's flashy, efficient, and knows what it's doing, unlike that older model we dumped. It's also got a lovely little song to sing when it's finished with the cycle. But it's also enigmatic and confusing, a bit passive-aggressive, to be honest. I never know where I stand with this thing. It's so quiet you forget it's there, working away until you wonder where those muffled, barely audible clinking and whirring sounds are coming from. Oh, right, that's just the dishwasher. This dysfunctional kitchen appliance friend can only tolerate going unnoticed for so long before it begins muttering quietly under its breath, probably complaints about how no one appreciates it, and maybe it should just stop one day, and how would we like that? At the end of the cycle, it scares you shitless with this high-pitched song, and when you remember which appliance makes that sound, you realize it's been there, being taken for granted the whole time. Sorry, friend. It'll never happen again. Promise. Until next time. The fridge. Don't even get me started on the fridge. It's temperamental, prone to outbursts, and has a range of different voices, all of them shrill. Leave one of the French doors open even just a tiny crack for more than your allotted 30 seconds, and you are in for a huffy staccato reminder every 3 seconds until you do as you've been asked 1,000 times if you've been asked once and shut the bloody doors. Let's not even talk about the water and ice dispenser. They may overhear us and decide to stop working again. But seriously, enough with the 30-day countdowns to the expiration of the water filter. Once the dreaded day arrives, it's all flashing red digits showing exactly how many days overdue we are to change the filter. I'm not 100% sure, but I could swear the counter skips a day here and there. Am I being gaslighted by my refrigerator? The oven. As hot-headed as it can be under the right circumstances, most of the time it's cold and barely responsive. If the safety lock is engaged, you are not getting through to it, no matter how you push the buttons. Until you get it just right, all you'll get out of it is a bland, low-frequency electronic buzzing sound, as if to say in a mocking tone, "That's not it. Nope. Getting colder. Wrong. Aha! Ice cold!" You've got to have the secret touch to turn it on, and it takes its sweet time to warm up. But beware, one wrong move and you're bound to get burned. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.